and the card into my pocket. And the policeman said, "Well, I guess I shouldn't keep you chatting any longer." Page 152. And I said, "Where do I get a ticket for the train from? Because if you are lost and you need directions, you can ask a policeman." And he said, "You are a prize specimen, aren't you?" And I said, "Where do I get a ticket for the train from?" Because he hadn't answered my question. And he said, "In there." And he pointed, and there was a big room with a glass window on the other side of the train station door. And he said, "Now, are you sure you know what you're doing?" And I said, "Yes, I'm going to London to live with my mother." And he said, "Has your mother got a telephone number?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "And can you tell me what it is?" And I said, "Yes, it's 0208-887-8907. And he said, "And you'll ring her if you get into any trouble, okay?" And I said, "Yes, because I knew you could ring people from phone boxes if you had money, and I had money now." And he said, "Good." And I walked into the ticket office, and I turned round, and I could see that the policeman was still watching me, so I felt safe. And there was a long desk at the other side of the big room, and a window on the desk, and there was a man standing in front of the window, and there was a man behind the window, and I said to the man behind the window, "I want to go to London." And the man in front of the window said, "If you don't mind," and he turned round so that his back was toward me, and the man behind the window gave him a little bit of paper to sign, and he signed it and pushed it back under the window, and the man behind the window gave him a ticket. Page 153. And then the man in the front of the window looked at me and he said, "What the fuck are you looking at?" And then he walked away. And he had dreadlocks, which is what some black people have, but he was white. And dreadlocks is when you never wash your hair and it looks like old rope. And he had red trousers with stars on them. And I kept my hand on my Swiss Army knife in case he touched me. And then there was no one else in front of the window, and I said to the man behind the window, "I want to go to London." And I hadn't been frightened when I was with the policeman, but I turned around and saw that he had gone now, and I was scared again. So I tried to pretend I was playing a game on my computer, and it was called Train to London, and it was like Myst or The 11th Hour, and you had to solve lots of different problems to get to the next level, and I could turn it off at any time. And the man said, "Single or return." And I said, "What does single or return mean?" And he said, "Do you want to go one way, or do you want to go and come back?" And I said, "I want to stay there when I get there." And he said, "For how long?" And I said, "Until I go to university." And he said, "Single then." And then he said, "That'll be £32. And I gave him the £50, and he gave me 10 back, and he said, "Don't go throwing it away." And then he gave me a little yellow and orange ticket, and £8 in coins, and I put it all in my pocket with my knife. And I didn't like the ticket being half yellow, but I had to keep it because it was my train ticket.